Well, good morning. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining in the song. Now is the time that you can just sit back and just listen. That's all you have to do. It's so easy. Just listen. I'll do all of the talking. And I'll do the best that I can. But please listen. When you got up today and started your day, what went through your mind? Did you think about all of the things that you needed to do today? You thought, I need to go to church, and so I need to get ready, and I need to take care of some things to do that. And then you thought about, well, what am I going to do after church? And then you're thinking about any other things you need to take care of before the weekend was over. You thought about maybe the week ahead and the things that were going to happen in that week. And maybe the things that were going on in your life. Maybe you woke up like I did this morning and had to experience a little bit of a resurrection. You know, your back is stiff, and maybe you got a little bit of a crick in your neck. Maybe you're thinking about the other people in your life that have problems like that. Maybe you're thinking about your job or about people who need your help. There's a lot of things that enter our minds, a lot of things that we think about, worry about. But we come here and we sing a song like the one we just sang, Hilltops of Glory. Never turn backward, always ascend. Thinking about getting to the top of that hill and how wonderful that will be. This is a place, an assembly, a moment when we come together and we think about what our life is really about and who we really are and where we're really going and all of those things that trouble us and that frustrate us, the things that we have to deal with in this life, they just kind of melt away and we think about really good things, really wonderful things. That's how it ought to be. And I hope it is for you. But it should be like that all of the time. I want to talk to you for a few moments today about having peace with God. And maybe you don't think of it that way. Maybe you don't think about having good thoughts, happy and contented thoughts, in terms of having peace with God, but that's exactly how you ought to think about it. A person who is at peace with God is at peace. And a person who is not at peace with God is not at peace. That's the reality. And I know the world doesn't see it that way, and sometimes we struggle to see it that way, but that's exactly how it is. And I want to talk to you about this for a few moments today. Having peace with God. I'm going to do one of these sermons where I make all my points and then I back them up with Scripture. Peace of God. You ever think about the peace of God? What that means? Do you have it? Do you have the peace of God? Well, God wants us to have peace. He wants it for us every day, all of the time. Every moment of your life, what God wants for you is to be at peace. And He certainly wants you to be at peace at the end of your life. And in the life to come, He wants you to be at peace with Him and to have peace. Have peace in your heart, in your mind, and in your soul. To be at peace. But we probably have a hard time understanding even what that means. And that's a large part of what we come together for. And study God's Word and look at the message of God, because God's trying to put that into our head. He's trying to get us to understand His peace and to share His peace and to have it. But we get so caught up in this world and so frustrated by the disappointments of this life and the difficulties of this life that we fail to see it. We fail to appreciate the peace of God or to have God's peace. And that's why it's so important that we have conversations like the one we're going to have today. God wants us to be at peace, but often we are not. Even we Christians. We Christians fail to have the peace that we're supposed to have, that we should have, that we can have. We deny ourselves because our thinking's not right, our attitude's not right. But understand that it's a situation that doesn't have to be. When you are troubled, when you are confused, when you are struggling, when you're alone, when you are hurting, and you're not at peace, it does not have to be that way. But it often is. Understand that Christ came to bring you peace. Christ left a place and an existence in which there is absolute peace. That peace reigns eternally and completely. A place in which there is no strife, there is no doubt, there is no worry, there is no pain. He left that place. He came into this world, a world filled with strife and pain and suffering and indignity and doubt and darkness and hate. And He experienced all of those things, and He experienced the worst of them in His own person and in His own body, and He did that to bring us the peace of heaven. And He wants us to have it. We can have it. Now, it's not the world's peace. Because peace in the world is mostly the absence of hostility, or at least open hostility. And so we say, just leave me in peace. We mean just leave me alone. I just want to be alone. Just don't say anything to me. Don't interact with me. And so we say countries are at peace when they're not actually shooting at each other. And neighbors are at peace when they don't talk to each other. And they mostly don't these days. Neighbors mostly just don't talk to each other. And we think that's peace, but it's not really. But the truth of the matter is that the world thinks of peace as just being not really being hostile. But that true peace, real peace, the peace that God wants us to have, that's on a whole different level. It's a peace that we have with God, and it is of God. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, when you really have peace with God, I mean really have peace with God, and that means that you have a relationship with Him that is open and warm and joyous and happy and ongoing and not filled with doubt, but you just accept that relationship with God, and you have it, and you feel it, and you sense it, and you know it, and it's ongoing and it's every day, then what you have is the peace of God. When you have peace with God, real peace with God, then you have the peace of God. It dominates your life and your thinking. And it's great. And that's the peace that Christ came to bring us. Not just the absence of hostility, not just leave me alone, but something that is the presence the ongoing presence and conversation with God. And when you have that, everything's good. Everything. Even in the midst of the turmoil and strife of this life. It's inner peace. It's an inner peace that just stays with you. And it doesn't matter what's going on around you or in your life. It's okay. Let me try to describe this to you this morning by looking at a series of passages. And each one of them talks about peace. And there's a lot of passages in the Bible that talk about peace. And we're just going to look at a handful of them. But I want you to look at these with me. And I want you to think about the points that I've just made. And really try to let this kind of sink in. Let's start with this passage. It may not be one that you would even think about normally. But it's the priestly benediction law. And it occurs in a section of Numbers where Moses is talking about the sacrificial system and the service of the priests. And he says this, "May the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance toward you and give you peace." Now that last little bit right there, that's the kind of thing where you say, well, I want that. I want peace. Just give me peace, serenity, calmness, composure, contentment. I just want to be at peace. I want that. I want peace. But let me ask you a question. What is that little thing at the end of that couple of verses? What does it have to do with the rest of everything else that we just read? Everything. Everything. See, that if you want this right here, just give me that. Just give me some peace. Well, then this is what you need. You need God to bless you and keep you. Do you want that? Well, if you want peace, you want that. You want God to bless you and keep you. Do you remember being a child? And I hope that you have this memory. It's a shame if you don't. But do you remember as a child getting hurt? Or being scared? Or being lost. And then your mom, your mother, or your dad is suddenly there. And they scoop you up in their arms, and they hold you. They carry you home. They tend to you and they put you into bed. And you just feel so safe and so at peace. I remember that. Well, that's what we ought to have every day and every hour of every day. Lord bless you and keep you and give you peace. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you. His face. The idea of the face of God shining on you. And it's similar to this. You know, the countenance of the Lord. May the Lord lift up His countenance toward you and give you peace. And that's an expression that we don't really use anymore. Like somebody's countenance. But it's the look on a person's face. And when someone is looking upon you with love and adoration and admiration and respect and happiness and joy that you're just there. And you know what I'm talking about. You know when somebody looks at you like that. And you know when they don't. See, when my wife looks at me And she just smiles. And she is so happy and happy to be with me. That just fills me with such a sense of joy. And then when she does it, when her countenance toward me is not lifted up, and this doesn't happen very often, it's somewhat rare, but it's all nearly always my own fault. It just brings me down, you know. But to think of God's countenance upon you, His face is shining upon you. See, that's what heaven is. If you look at those last couple of chapters in Revelation, it's to be in the presence of God and to look upon the face of God, and it's shining upon you. It's happy and joyous to see you and welcoming to you. And hell is the opposite of that. It is to be nowhere near the face of God. To be in absolute darkness. But if you know and you understand and you feel the face of God shining upon you, because you know you're right with Him, because you have peace with God, and you know that He's blessing you and that He's keeping you, and you know that His countenance toward you is lifted up, that is peace. That's the peace we're talking about. And it doesn't matter what else is going on. The whole world around you could be falling apart. And every terrible thing that you fear and that disappoints you could be going on, but you know that God's face is shining upon you. See, that's the peace. That's the peace we're talking about. Look at this passage, Psalm 4 and verse 8. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. And that, you alone, is instructive, isn't it? Because, you know, David, in writing these Psalms, he had a lot of trouble. He had to sleep in caves because he was running from Saul and the law and other enemies. And he had to sleep among Philistines, the mortal enemies of the Israelites, because he had to get away from Saul. And he had to sleep around people who might be his friends but might not be, who might turn him in. And so he had a lot of stuff going on in his life. And yet he writes a psalm and he says, you know what? I lie down and I sleep in peace. For you alone, Lord, make me. See, that's the thought process that a person who is at peace with God has in his life. He's at peace. Go to bed at night, and whatever happens, I'm okay. I'm all right. Isaiah 26 and verse 3. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. You trust God? You know, it's like that deal where you go on the long journey and you travel across the country and you sleep in some places and you don't know these places and they're different and they're new and never been here before. Maybe you stay in someone's home and maybe you don't know them so well. And you know, but you finally you get home, you get someplace and you're around people that you know and you trust and you just go to bed and you don't worry about it. I'm fine. Your mind is steadfast. Trust in God. You trust in God, and it's unwavering. It's an unwavering trust in God, and God gives you peace. Isaiah 27, verse 5, or else let them come to me for refuge. Let them make peace with me. Yes, let them make peace with me. God wants to be at peace with you. He wants you to know the peace that He's offering you. And He can be and will be a refuge for you. And a refuge is a place where you feel safe. A refuge is a place where you don't have to worry about anything. You are protected from all that is threatening you. Make peace with God, and you can have that. Jeremiah 6 and verse 14 talk about people who have a false sense of peace, and you can have that. They have healed the brokenness of my people superficially, saying, peace, peace, but there is no peace. So you're not talking about just saying the words peace or just pronouncing peace. And we're not talking about ignoring problems. And we're certainly not talking about ignoring sin or what's wrong in your life or just kind of plastering over a lot of turmoil and saying, oh, well, it'll be all right. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a true, inner, abiding, continuous sense of peace that comes from having not a fake relationship with God or a hypocritical relationship with God, but a real one. A real relationship with God. It'll give you peace. Mark 4 and verse 39. Here's a good illustration of what I'm talking about. You know this miracle that Jesus performed where He's out on the Sea of Galilee with His disciples. They're in a boat. It's a very small boat. You'd be amazed how small this boat was. And there's a bunch of guys on this small little boat. And there's a storm. It's a terrible storm. And the water is pouring over into the boat. And the disciples are all afraid. And Jesus is asleep. And they wake Jesus up. And they say, Jesus, we're dying here. We're about to die. Don't you understand what's going on? And Jesus gets up. And He just says, He woke, He rebuked the wind, He said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and it became perfectly calm. Have you ever been on a body of water that is perfectly calm? It's almost a spiritual experience. I hope you've had this experience. I hope you've had it, especially out on the ocean, on the Gulf. When it gets like what they call glass and is just calm as it can be. And so still. And think about the transition between the storm and the waves that are just pounding up and over the boat. And all of a sudden Jesus says, peace, be still. And then it becomes like that. Not even a ripple on the water. And the disciples are still there and they're dripping wet. And everything is so quiet. Now that's not just a miracle. That's a lesson. And the lesson is that Jesus can take everything in your life, everything that's tearing you up and tearing you apart, everything that's got you scared and afraid, and if you'll just trust Him, it can all just suddenly become perfectly calm. And you know it's going to be okay. Because Jesus is in your life. John 14, verse 26, Jesus, on the evening before His death, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Jesus is about to go through some terrible, awful things. Violence, malice, torture, and death. And His disciples are going to watch Him go through all of it. And yet Jesus says, peace. Peace I'll leave with you. It's one of the last things Jesus said to them. Peace I'll leave with you. You know the first thing He said when He came into the upper room after His resurrection? Peace. And all of that mayhem that occurred on the day of His crucifixion that troubled and so upset His disciples, Even though he said, "Peace, I'm leaving with you peace," I think they got it on the evening of the resurrection. I think they understood. Peace. It'll be okay. It's going to be all right. Peace I give to you. It's not like what the world gives to you. The world can give you peace by leaving you alone. The world can give you peace by giving you a false sense of security. But the security that Jesus gives us is true and abiding and lasting and penetrates and pierces through anything and everything. And it's based upon what he went through, as we'll see in a moment. John 16:33, "These things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world." The world is full of darkness and trouble and heartache and disappointment, pain. And God doesn't take all of that away from you. He doesn't just make it so that you have no pain, have no trouble. What he makes is a life and an understanding where those things don't matter anymore. How can I describe this to you? Let's say you suddenly inherit, out of the blue, never even knew that you had this rich uncle, and you inherit $20 million. And you got to go into work, but it's the last day of work. You go into work, and you got a pile of stuff on your desk, and there's people calling you and chewing you out on your phone, and the boss is asking where that report is, and you're just as happy as you can be, and you don't care. You say, "Here's a report. Nice dealing with you." You don't care. You don't care about any of that. It doesn't matter. You know, your life should be like that every day. It should be. It doesn't matter. Even the things that are personally upsetting you, and I understand fully why they would be, family and trouble in the people that you love and care about and their suffering, and that's especially troubling. But you know it's going to be all right. You know that in the hands of the Lord, it will be okay. That he has you. And he'll take care of you. And whatever happens in the coming hours, in the coming days, in the coming years, however many they may be, there is a moment of calm and peace that is coming that will stretch out into all eternity. And you will be filled with joy in the presence of God as his face shines upon you, and nothing can take that away from you. Not as the world do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. "These things I have spoken to you," he says, "so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world." You see, all of the heartache and all of the trouble and all of the evil and all of the pain and all of the sorrow and everything in this world that takes your peace away, Jesus has overcome that. And he overcame it through his death. Passage back to the passage that Jeremy read from this morning, Romans 5, verse 1. "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." We have peace with God. See, that's how you know you have peace with God. Because you see, the temptation is to think, well, I don't know if I have peace with God because I don't always do the right thing, and I have doubts and I have struggles and temptation, and so maybe I don't have peace with God. That's not what your peace with God is based on. Your peace with God is through Jesus Christ. He suffered. He took the pain. He took the death. As Paul goes on to say in verse 10, "For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more now that we are reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." How do I know God's face shines upon me? How do I know that His countenance is lifted upon me? How do I know that I have peace with God? Through the death of Jesus Christ. That's the peace that Christians have, the world does not have. That's the peace that must reign in our hearts. And as Paul goes on to say in verse 11, I have it up here, we exalt in the reconciliation. Nothing's going to break that relationship because it's in Christ. It gives us peace. Romans 8:6, "For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace." See, the thing is, we don't care about the flesh anymore. We don't care about the disappointments of this life and the pains of the body and the, you know, the disappointments and the heartaches and the things of that, because, you know, that's all of this world and it doesn't really matter, and that's not where our hopes are lie, and that's when we know it's just temporary and it's all going away and it'll be over with before you know it. But the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. It's all good. You put your head down on your pillow at night and say, "I might die tonight." It doesn't matter. You get up in the morning and say, "Something terrible may happen today." It doesn't matter. My mind's not set on the flesh and on death. It's on Spirit and life, and it gives you peace. 2 Corinthians 5:20, "Therefore we are ambassadors for Christ, God making His appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God." That's the peace you need to make. Make peace with God and have peace with God. And then you'll have the peace of God. 2 Corinthians 13:11. "Finally, brethren, rejoice, be made complete, be comforted, be like-minded, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you." In Philippians 4:7, "The peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Well, I'm going to stop there. Do you want that? Why wouldn't you want it? I don't know why anybody wouldn't want that. That is so wonderful to think about. And I have it. I don't always have it. There are moments of doubt, trial, temptation, and tribulation. But man, I got to tell you, just to know every day that God is with me and Christ is giving me forgiveness through His blood because I'm pursuing this relationship with Him, to know that things are good between me and God because of Christ, not because I'm a good man, but because Christ died for me, to know that. And to be able to come here and take these elements of the Lord's Supper and to exult and rejoice in the knowledge that I am at peace with God, His face shines upon me, that is a wonderful thing to have. And you can have it. You can have it today in Christ if you will let Him into your life. But if you don't, if you don't have God and you don't have Christ in your life, I don't know how you can live like that. I don't think there's any peace in that. There's only doubt and worry and death. Find peace with God today in Jesus Christ. Declare your faith in Him. Give yourself to Him in baptism. Let Him take your sins away. And leave here in peace. That's what we offer you. Will you take it? Come forward and say that you will as we stand and sing.